is Voice of SBV.
My warm greetings to the ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the audio podcast series of Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. Today, the podcast reaches you on the eve of commemorating World Mental Health Day 2022 on this 10th of October. For a long time, health is considered as just being free from any illness or disability. The WHO defined health way back in 1948 that health includes not just physical well-being, but also mental and social well-being. We should acknowledge that this definition has stood the test of times. However, the acceptance and implementation of this integrated concept of wellness has changed over time and was significantly affected by globalization and associated by stress. Depression remains one of the leading causes of disability. Suicide remains a leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds. People with severe mental health conditions die prematurely due to preventable physical conditions, such that mental health is very intimately linked to working outcomes and performance at the workplace. We can see absenteeism due to stress, anxiety, and depression at work over the last few years. In a country like India that is pressed for material resources, human resources, and infrastructure, healthcare is a critical concern for all our people. The strength of mental health professionals in India is a meager 4,000 who are expected to cater for at least 1.38 billion people who live here. The treatment gap is a staggering 83%, glaring at our eyes. Apart from availability and accessibility to mental health services, people with mental health conditions are barred from better quality of life due to invisible but yet palpable barriers like human rights violations, stigma, and discrimination against people with mental illness. Even today, people prefer visiting Godmen and Babas for resolving matters of mental illness.
This is Voice of SBV.
To reinstate the importance of mental health, it has been included in the Sustainable Developmental Goals, and active efforts are being taken across nations to promote mental well-being for all people. Despite such advances, there is limited importance attached by societies to mental health. Everyone has been alerted now in the past couple of years, which brought unprecedented changes to our social equilibrium. Yes, we witnessed the unfolding of mental health crisis along with the dreadful impact of COVID-19 pandemic. Depression, anxiety, insomnia, and post-traumatic stress rose to unimaginable levels in the past 2 years due to direct and indirect consequences of COVID. On an individual level, it is important for people to develop empathy and be open to listening to their suffering, family, or friends or their peers in a non-judgmental manner. The small actions on an individual level will be responsible for creating big ripples of change in the society. However, the society at large is expected to play a major role in promoting positive mental health through community-based involvement, along with primary care services, social protection schemes, allocation of jobs, and providing seamless education and health support to people suffering from mental illness. To conclude, mental health is a crucial component of overall health and well-being of an individual, the society, and of course, our nation. To provide effective mental health services, stigma and discrimination towards people with mental illness have to be dealt at both individual and societal level. We need to acknowledge the fact that there is no health without mental health. Wish you all peace and good health. Thank you.
This is Voice of SBV.